Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, Anthony Gallo on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call as always. We've got you all the way till 5 a.m. Shout out to Big Zoo on the other side of the glass. Shout out to Danielle McCartan, who just wrapped up. And you know what? I'm in a terrible mood. I got no sleep today. I come in here. The Mets stink. The Yankees are back to kicking the ball around. You know, we got the Giants at least. That was a positive thing. They're eating W's all over the stadium. And the Mets are not eating anything. They're choking. And yet again, you know what? I'm the idiot. I'm going to just start like that. I'm the idiot who thought Monday and Tuesday, I could come out and think, maybe, just maybe, there's a little bit of positivity seeping into this team. A little bit of belief that they were turning it around. But no, I'm a schmuck. Because they go out there the last two nights and embarrass themselves. And it's everyone. You know, you can't rip Lindor for his play lately. But you know what? If he didn't go in the gutter for 2.5 months, maybe we're not in this situation. If Pete Alonso could just for once go a week without making a bonehead play. If they could come up and get a big hit. If Juan Soto, for the love of God, could get one big hit. If the pitching could do its job, if they could field, outside of Edwin Diaz, everyone on this team can kick rocks. Today was another embarrassment in what has been now almost 3 months of embarrassments. This team has wiped away all the goodwill of last year, all the goodwill of the beginning of the year. And dopes like me started to buy in a little bit because we got a rookie pitcher that looked good. And they finally win a series, and then they go on a 3-game win streak. And again, they blow another lead, back-to-back days, blowing leads to a minor league team, the worst bullpen in baseball, and they muster up 2 hits against them over 2 games. And it's top-down, the manager, the coaching staff, the players. No one is doing their jobs. 888-808-1019. And you know what? I'm sitting there and I'm trying to not, you know, be that guy who just expects the worst. But the second Alonso throws that ball to second, when they're up 3-1 in the fifth inning, I knew the game was over. This team is mentally fragile. The second there is a blip on their radar, there is a little fork in the road, a bump, they stumble just a little bit, they completely faceplant, they spiral out of control, and they embarrass themselves. I didn't need to see Manaea hit the next guy and then walk 2 batters later. And you know what's crazy is? You're not getting a better start than that from Sean Manaea, who's pitching at like 70%. And again, the defense let him down. Poor decisions. And Alonso, for all the great improvements he's made at first base, and this is not just on him, but we're starting there. All the great improvements he's made at first base, the guy continuously makes baffling plays in the field, and this one cost them mightily. Bases loaded, less than one out, and they can't muster more than a run. Sure, it's great. The guy Sanger gets a sac fly, and we're all feeling good. Did 3-0 feel like anything to be excited about? No. And then Mendoza, who has washed away all the trust. He's lost all the trust they've had in him. all the benefit of the doubt I tried to give him, because I do think he's a good manager, but he continues to make the same bonehead mistakes. I like Rodgers as a pitcher. Why are you bringing in a ground ball pitch-to-contact pitcher every time there's a runner on score in scoring position and the game is tied or you're down one? Why are you doing that? Bring in somebody who could give you a swing and miss instead of waiting to bring guys in later. You have Helsley there. Bring him in. Hell, bring in Edwin Diaz. Because at this point, it's all hands on deck. I was the dope who thought this team was finally turning a corner. And, you know, the callers tried to talk me out of it. And no, here I am, sitting here, pissed off, lacking sleep. You know, they're doing work above my apartment, so I can't even sleep when I'm doing these shifts before I actually have to do my day job. And I stayed up through this crap. And whether it's Mendoza not getting guys up when he may have to make a change, or not having any pulse when to keep a guy in or take a guy out when it comes to the starting pitching. This team is a group of losers. And I don't want to hear about Juan Soto hitting a 40 home runs or whatever it is when none of them have mattered. I don't want to hear about how great Pete Alonso's been when, again, he disappears whenever they need him. And I know it's not his fault they're in this position, but no one's off the hook. I don't care if Lindor hits 700 the rest of the season. How about in June and July, where were you? I don't need this. And at this point, there's like three guys on the team that get a pass. You know, Marte continues to hit. Edwin Diaz, the only guy you could trust on this team. And the catcher who's been here, you know, he'll be back to, you know, writing your taxes in the offseason. And Sanger. The team continues to embarrass themselves. They don't get timely hits. They all stat pad. Mark Vientos finally showing up. Great. Welcome to the party, bud. Only 3.5 months too late. They continue to embarrass themselves. And it's that feeling that they got away from last year. But that feeling that when the going gets tough, this team tucks their tail and runs. And now Juan Soto's joining the party. Pete Alonso, Brandon Nimmo, Jeff McNeil, Francisco Lindor, Vientos, Beatty, all the guys who have been here 3-4 years. I mean, hell, McNeil, Nimmo, and Alonso have done this their entire Mets career. And this is about to go down as the biggest disaster in the history of the franchise. A franchise with a lot of disasters. A franchise that hasn't really been the perfect picture of winning. The model of success.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And sure, I can't blame the owner. All he does is invest in the team and try to put the best product out there for you guys. The GM, who I trust, he's on the hook for this too. Everyone. Stearns, Mendoza, Alonso, Lindor, Nimmo, Soto, Senga. And you know what? I'm not even mad at Sean Manaea. Because the guy's pitching with a loose body in his elbow, he's still got to be better than hitting that batter. And then three batters later, after giving up the sac fly, he's got to be better. And not walk, you knew it. I'm sitting there, and it gets the three balls. I think it was 3-2. It might have been 3-1. I'm sitting there thinking, he's walking this guy. He's coming out. He's walking this guy. The next guy coming in is going to blow up. And sure, I trust Rodgers. And I'm thinking, please, just get the job done. I won't panic. Just get it done. And again, we bring in a guy whose whole deal is he pitched a contact, and you're putting him in a situation where a little single is going to burn you. And this is where we are. We now have to suffer through 5.5 weeks of bad baseball until we could suffer through an offseason where we bitch and moan about everything under the sun with this franchise. And if they don't turn it around, and I have lost all faith that they will. And sure, remind me next week if they win a couple games against Philly and they win a couple games against the White Sox. You guys can all remind me next week when I'm back on to not get too ahead of myself. You know, we're in this together. And I'm sure you guys will. But again, and you know, you're starting off, Lindor's raking. Marte, it's another big home run. And enough with playing anyone. Marte has to be in the lineup every day. Enough gifting at-bats to Jeff McNeil and Mauricio. And sure, Taylor hit some balls hard hit today, and they were all outs. And you're going to have to play him because Nimmo's hurt and he has a stiff neck. Well, when Nimmo's healthy, if he's healthy, because we know how these things go, Marte's got to be in the lineup any day, every day. I don't want to hear about it. I don't care. He's the only guy who clearly has a clue when it comes to the non-big players. And again, they embarrass themselves and put us through a miserable day of baseball. At least they got out of the way early. I hope most of you were at work, not watching, enjoying your day. But it's an embarrassment that the second Alonso decides to throw, and I don't know why he's doing that in that situation. Get the out. Your pitcher's rolling. He's killing it. Get the out. Trust the guy. You're not in a position to take risky plays anymore. You're incapable of it. You can't throw to first. You don't have the IQ in the field. Sure, you've gotten better at first base. But you knew the second that they messed that up and the guy was safe at second, that this game was over. A team with a $350 million payroll against a team with 75 losses, 23 games under 500, and you know it's over. They bring in guys who are going to be bagging groceries in a month and a half, and the Mets can't get hits off of them. And you're all going to tell me, why am I yelling at 2 in the morning? Because for some reason, I care about this stuff. And I'm the idiot who believed in this team. We're all idiots. If you believed, I know a lot of you didn't. But if you're like me, at Tuesday morning, you came in here singing the praises because they won 3 in a row. And somehow tried to talk yourself into maybe they were turning the corner. They can't beat one of the worst teams in the league. And they're about to get obliterated in Atlanta. They're about to get embarrassed. And they're going to come home, and the Boo Birds are going to be out, and the Phillies are going to feast on their corpse. It's an embarrassment. They are pathetic, and nothing has changed. For 33 years of my life, this has been the same story, year in and year out. And this will be another blemish on the Alonso, Nimmo, McNeil, Lindor core. 2019 with Alonso, Nimmo, and McNeil. But 2021, they fall down and they choke away the season. 2022, you go lifeless into the playoffs. You choke away the division. You don't put up a fight. 2023, there was never a chance that you were going to be good. And last year was an anomaly. Last year was the out-of-character performance from this team. They have no moxie. They're not the gritty team we thought they were. And now we have to deal with this embarrassment. And we all know what's coming. I am getting such 07, 08 vibes from this. This feels like September 2007, where every night you know what's going to play out. You know this team's going to get a lead, and they're going to choke it away. Disastrous. An absolute disaster. There is no reason to believe in these guys. And again, I love Lindor. If you know me, I'm a big Lindor guy. And it's great that he's hitting at the most important time of the season. But God forbid, the guy gives you 5 actual months of baseball. God forbid, the $750 million man does something than hitting meaningless solo home runs. Maybe, just maybe, Alonso can be consistent as well. And yes, out of those three guys, he's probably the one with the least amount of issues. But it's not good enough. You know, everything, and we will get to the Yankees, you know, a little later. And that is not as dire of a situation. Yes, tonight was not good. It was embarrassing as well. But that situation is not the same as this one. And the Mets hit a half game. Forget about the division. It's over. Forget about the division. They're not winning it. You know, I don't care if they win 2 out of 3 in Atlanta. If they sweep Atlanta, they're not winning this division. This team is now a half game up on the Reds. And they're about to, that team that has a third of the payroll, they do. They're going to get bounced from the playoffs. And we're going to be sitting here staring the biggest disappointment in Mets franchise history, which is a huge task to do. We're going to sit here and look at the biggest disappointment in the history of the franchise, an embarrassing franchise, and have to figure out how to fix it.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.